We are on Daf Hey Amud Beis. We had learned the memra of Rave, that Rave had said, Vekulu kishadis ber binayu, osyun kulu bameatzad. That be'emesin, all the aveis, one could learn out from a meatzad, and there's a machlekes if one could learn out keren, or couldn't learn out keren. So the Gemara asks, if that is so, so why did the Torah have to write bazunder different psukim for each of? I could just say two of us, and I'll learn out all other others from these two. So the Gemara answers, lehilchaseya. The reason the Torah wrote each of bazunder, because each of has bezundere halachas, has different halachas that are miyuchet to each of. So therefore, if the Torah would only have written two aves, so the dvorim, the aves halameidim mehem, would not have their miyuchedike halachas. That is why the Torah wrote specially each of, that it has its miyuchedike halachas. So the Gemara starts explaining. Keren lechalek bein tamo lemuedes. The reason the Torah wrote Keren is to tell us that there's a zman of tamus, and the pechatzi nezek, migufay, and then there's a zman of mued that you pay nezek shalom. Now there's a meiridike kasha that the Ravid asks on this Gemara. The Gemara had said before that you can't learn out Keren from the other Ovis, because Male Keren Shekain is not Muad Metchilosai. All the Ovis are Muad Metchilosai, and Keren is not Muad Metchilosai. So the Ravid had explained Pshat in the Gemara as follows. Keren Tama, Yitzchak has to say, there's no Havamina to learn out Keren Tama from the other Ovis. Keren Tama is not Alkan Lahazik. So Keren Tama Zicha has to say. The whole kash of the Gemara was, let us learn out Keren Muid from Eish Boil. That was the whole kash. So what's the Teretz? So the Teretz says, Lamai Hilchisik Asvino Rachmon, Lilchisayin, Keren Lechalik Vein Tama Lumedes. So why do you have to be Mechalik Vein Tama Lumedes? Tama, we never asked Kasha. It says Tama. Moedes, we asked Kasha, let's learn out. So finished. So what's the Teretz? Lechalik Vein Tama Lumedes. So the Ravid says, Amoridike Teretz. We have a klal. Kol Pasha Shenemro Venishnis, that means the Torah could repeat a whole parsha which was said already. Why was it repeated? Because now in the second time around the Torah was meisiv a davar shenischadish bo, so the Torah wrote over the whole parsha. So memeila zokta raivit, if the Torah can write over a whole parsha bishvil davar shenischadish bo. So he says over here, Keren Tama, it had to say, because I would never know Keren Tama. Keren Muid, I could learn out from a Matzad. So learning out from a Matzad is not worse than Nishnis Bishvil Dovo Shenis Chadishbo. That means I could know it's Ivesai, but since the Parsha had to be written, Letzorech Keren Tama, so the Torah wrote Keren Muedis also. That's how the Ravid says Pshat in the Gemara. Shein v'regel l'paitchem b'shus harabim. It says shein v'regel tapatem b'shus harabim. Boyer lifta b'yes ha-kelem. If kelem fall into boyer, they're potter. Frek the Gemara l'Rab Yehuda de Machaye b'arniske kelem b'boyer. So why did the Torah have to write boyer? Lifta b'yes ha-odom. But al kapone mises Adam is potter by bir, shevelay Adam. So my mail the Torah the right bir to tell me that's potter on mises Adam. Adam, why does it have to say Adam? L'chaivai balba dvorim. That means even though I could learn out Odom from the other Oves, but the other Oves only chayiv to pay nezik. Tzaharipo yishevis boishis, all the other Oves are potter to pay. So Memele, so it said the parshim of Odom to tell me that he's chayiv ba'arba dvorim. So again, Mr. Thomas, so included in nezik bishvil, that it's not worse dog bishvil dvorim shen ischatshu boy. Here the Ravid asks another kasha though. That's very good. Odom, the Azik Odom. So Memele, so there's a whole new Seder Tashlumim of Adalid Dvorim. But there's a parsha Odom, the Azik Sher. Maki Beheime Yishalmena. This Lechere, you could learn out from the Daladovis. This is a kasha. Eish, lifta by Yesa Tomon. The Tered is Eish to tell me that Tomon is Potter. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, that if something was tomun begodish, it's not visible, and the eish was mazik the godish, is potter to the pay on the dvorim at munim begodish. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, the machai val niske tomun be eish lasuye mai, lasuye lichecha niroi vesichsecha abonim. The mazik of eish was written to tell me that even though a hezek occurred which was not olul to occur, it's not rogel to occur, that a eish should be mazik, a plowed field, or to be mazik abonim, afal pikein, if it was mazik, he's mechuyiv to pay. And he can't come with a taina, I wasn't under the impression that this could ever occur. It's a milsa de leishich, afal pikein, he's chayim. Let us see Rashi. Lehil chayseyim, lemashi yesh boze, mashayin boze. Lepaitram b'shus harabim, tersiv bohu ubiyer b'steyacher. It says that they were mazik, they ate b'steyacher, lechavinen elo b'shus hanizik. If they went into the b'shus hanizik, they were mazik in b'shus harabim, the potter. Pelukte de Rabbi Yehuda v'rabonon by boyer, if it's chayv on kalim, or potter on kalim, is lekama b'shili perik sher shenoga chasapot. Then Rashi says, really, udroshe de boyer, the Gemara's asking a kasha, why it had to say boyer, mechlal is no kasha. Nire be'inai, dechdino sivlo, the whole kasha isn't shver by boyer, da boyer it's trichelei lemichtov, da mikol trei minai ilay nofi. The kulo darka leila kalahazik lavar mi boir. Ala aidi de dorish lehilcheso acherim noket lo nami. Since lemaise we have kashas on the other of us, let us learn out the other of us mi boir vachad manachs. And the Gemara said the reason it was written lehilcheseim. So the Gemara says lemaise this hilcheseim by boir also, but by boir the kasha finds it nishon. Because you need the parsha boil the gufoy to tell me bechlal that you chayv nezik. Lifta boy esa odom, misa sodom kadoshin in sher v'lo yodom. Odom lahochi kos v'rachmona lachayv v'barba dvorim. That the tashlumei nezokin is, he covers, it's not only, he doesn't only pay for the nezik, no he pays sari p'yishevis abayishis. Masha'en kein b'chol hani, there's only tashlumei nezik. Lifter boy as a tomun, shimoy begodim, tmunim begodish, potter hamavir, dersiv bei oi hakome, vidarshinim beshili akaine, sain ledir, ma kome begoloi, avkol begoloi, whatever the balaish is only chayiv and dvorim gluyim. Lafuki tomin, deloi, mashenken beshoir, uboir, umavir, Rabbi Yehuda Kapoli Kosem, he holds that Eish is Chayiv on Tomun. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what are the Hilchesayim of Eish, that because of these Hilchesayim, the Torah had to write the parasha of Eish, Lasuya Lichacho Niroi, Shim Lichacho Ha'eish Charishosei Shal Chaveiroi, that he had a Soda Charusha that became damaged through the Eish. Oy Sichsecho Avonov, Chayiv, so he's chayiv to pay. Bavonim shaykh loshen sichsuch, shlanisrafu legamri, elosh sichsucho, v'nidviko ha'esh behem, the esh got somehow dovuk, and it seems it singed the stones, or it was pegging them a little bit, v'sichsucho ma'at, k'namrin agabit gimesakin, m'suchseches m'ruachach, shlanivko ma'beis donim, legamri. So it seems that a small pagam or damage came about through the eish that was nizdavik in the avodim. Alochi kosev eish l'chai voi bahani. The nafkalon hosam ayoy hasode. That yachai vafilu on hasode, not only on tvua, which gets burned completely and burns easily. Loishemine mahanech the masnissen ha milse the lachai v'dover sheni roilo kigain hoche. That means all other mazikim, the hezik, that one is chayv is on something that could have been expected and foreseen. Kain hoche shein ike eish bekach. I think Rashi means the ike mazik of eish is not on these in yonim. Afal pikein, if it did occur, you chayv to pay. Let us see Taisvis. Gisla lehil chaysayim, abimotsa lameimet, the kulu itzach lemichtev, the likesiv al have a nafke michad mahanach ubeir, have a potru bekelem, would have the halachis of the melamdim. Vialu michad mahanach ameyesh, have a potru butomim. So memele, the whole kasha of the Mishneh, let it say, mavin, I shall learn out, Eish from and Ashlona Sheriff Amava or Eish. So really the Kasha is Lemaise Nachvel because there's a teretz. The each of has to be written since each of has its miyuchadika halachis. And either it would have the same halachis of the Melamdim or number two it wouldn't have its own unique halachas. So the whole kasha finds sich nicht on. That means the Mishnah wanted to tell us to learn this, that we can't learn out one of from another of, to be magdir, the lumdis of each of. This is Heilach HaMazik, this is Tlusas Yosel HaNezik, etc. Boil if the boy is a kelim, a gabuch in nocte, the gash is at the boil a osimikul. Eish lift the boy is a tomen, a vamotzamem lachayu boy is a kelim. That if good, the eish li osimi balichaimo mechaminayu ubeir, the potter boy is a kelim. So memele, if it would not say eish, I would think it's potter or kelim. Zog the gemore weiter. Hatzad, it says in the Mishneh, Hatzad ashove shebehem. It seems from the Mishnah, after we brought down all the Daladovis, I can learn out new mazikim. That as long as I find and define the tzad ha-shove of all four ovis, so then I can learn out new mazikim. So the Gemara asks, Lasuyemai, which mazikim does the Tana want to learn out from the Daladovis? So we have here a different mahalchim in the Gemara. Omar Abaye, Lasuyei Avnoi Sakinoi Umasoi Sheinichon Beroish Gagoi. A person put an even or sakin or a masoi on top of the roof. V'noflo Beruach Metsuye Veiziku. And it fell, and it was mazik. So, through the Tzad HaShove, from the Daladovis, I can learn out that he's chay. What was the case? How was it mazik that you need a tzad ha-shove to be megala that you're chay? Iba hadi de ka'ozli ka'maski. If the wind threw it off the roof, and while it was traveling, it was mazik. Ainu eish. So this is a teud of eish. Don't need a tzad ha-shove for this. Maishna eish te koyech achem uraboy mamoincho shmirosoy olecho. Haninami koyech achem uraben mamoincho shmiros olecho. This is a teud of eish. You put something on top of a roof that through a ruach metzui will be mazik derech hiluchoy.
So this is a tel davesh. Don't need a tzadeh shavu for this. Ve'ela basar denaychi.
So the Gemara says that it's speaking about, no, it wasn't mazik while it was traveling. It landed on the ground. And he has an avnoi that's now on the ground in the Rishus Haram. And someone passed by, and it was mazik themselves in this heaven. Frekte Gemara, idaf kerino, if he was mafkid, bein la rabbe le shmul, heine boir. So this is a boir. Maishna boir shekein tchilis asiyosan la nezik ama moincha shmirosan alecha, hanina me tchilis asiyosan la nezik ama moincha shmirosan alecha. Elo, the loy afkerino, he wasn't mafkerit, lishmur dom akulay me boiro ilo madnu, haino boir. So it's weiter boir, so why do you need? So if it's a teuda of boir, why do you need a tzadah shove? So the Gemara says, lo oilom da afkerino, it's speaking about he was mafkerit. But the loy domu le boir, ma le boir shekein en koyach acha meurev boi, taim abahani shekoyach acha meurev bohem. This is different than boir. Here's a koyach acha meurev bohem. So the Gemara says, eish techiach, that's also koyach acha meurev boi. Mala eish shekein darkoi leilach olahazik. It's boir techiach, b'chozer adin. So just to refresh our memories, we have here, we had learned yesterday in Tosfos, there's two mahalchim, how to learn pshat in the Gemara. There's one mahalchim we'll see from Rashi, that the Gemara understood when he put the masui on top of the gag, he's called a koirei boir. He's called, by putting it on top of the gag, he made a boir already. Now the Gemara asked, this boir is not roi lahazik without a ruach metzuye. This boir is different than all boires. All boires, you put a boir in the middle of Shus Harabim. So it's a complete mazik. It's roi lahazik. All other mazikim also roi lahazik. But this boyer, kol's man, a wind doesn't come, it's not capable at all of being mazik. So you can't learn out this boyer from all other boyers. So the Gemara says, you're right, you can't learn it out, but I can make a matzad of Eish. Eish also has this chesorin that when you light a candle and it's 5 inches away from the curtains and the window is open, it's kozman, the wind doesn't come, you don't have a mazik whatsoever. It's not pekoich to be mazik, but since a ruach metzuye can bring the curtains to the candle and a fire can start, so we learn out from Eish that even though it is not b'shas hadlokas on there, it's not roi lahazik till a ruach metzuya will come, you also chayiv, even though it is not a fartik mazik, is the same thing. Even though we'll consider he's a kairei boir when he puts it on top of the gag, but it's not as yet roi lahazik, but I can learn out a matzat from boir and anesh. That is one mahalach in the Gemara, and we had another mahalach in the Gemara, that the kasha of mala boir shekein en koich acha meurev boi is the Gemara had held that the kriyas haboir is when it falls on the ground. He's not called a koire boir when he puts it on the gag. He's called a koire boir when it falls on the ground. And when it falls on the ground, it's roi lahazik right away. Now the Gemara's kasha was, but when it fell on the ground, it was not through him. He didn't make this boir. And the roof, Fashteitzach, there wasn't any boir made. The boir is created when it falls on the ground, but then it's not him that made the boir, it's a koyachacha made the boir. And that the Gemara said, Eish teichiach, that we say, Eish is equivalent to chitzo. So whatever the Eish does, we consider ki'ilu, it's gedah chitzov legabi chiyev ki'ilu, he had done it. So memele, so we say that what the Eish was mazik through a ruach metzuya is ki'ilu, he was mazik, it's a gedah chitzov. So we say ki'ilu, he put down the boir in the middle of the Rishus Harabim.
because whatever the Koyach Acher does, we attribute, Kilo, this was the Maise of the Adam who put it in a position that a Koyach Acher could now control it and bring it down to the Rishus HaRav. Let us see Rashi, Zot Rashi, Atzad HaShava Shebehem, Shedalken Lahazi. The mashme af kol shedalke lahazik ushmiros ayolecha yechayev. Frek de gemore umay motzis lasuye. So what are you being marbe from this? So Mos says, if it's speaking, so Mos, Abai said, avnis kinu lasoy shenichem bereish kake. So the gemore says, so how was a mazik? He was mazik bahadi doz li hainu eish. The told the eishi, the maishna eish mino. What is eish different than this? Only the matzah. She can koyach acher murabo, aninami koyach acher is also murab. So the Gemara says, no, we're speaking about that it was mazik, bosor, denaichi, maski behen, shoyer oy chamor. That a shoyer oy chamor became genizik. With his heaven after it rested on the Rishus HaRav. So the Gemara says, the Afgerei Bein L'Rav Bein L'Shmur, the Pligi, the next word, the Rishash is Moichik, the Pligi Bepeik HaManiach HaSakad, Aino Boer, the Tavayu Omri, both of them agree, Rav and Shmur agree, Kol Takole, Shehiv Kiro, Nafgelon Mi Boer, the Chayiv, the Chiechid, the Chiyuvid, the Boer who Rishus HaRavim, Tave Hefke, Kidamina Pek Shesh and Ogeh HaSapore, that when a person digs a bear b'shus HaRabim, really it doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the Shus HaRabim, Vafal Pikein, Shal Iske Kriyo Psicha Bole, the Torah was Machayiv him for creating the bear, for opening the bear, even though it is not his bear, the Torah considered it Lagabi responsibility, he's a Bala bear. Av kol takolosi, av kol takola, every takola, shehiv kiro, but if I created a takola, chayiv. Dahanami tchilas asiyos alanezik. So now, the Gemara asked, this is the boir that was put on top of the roof, is tchilas asiyos alanezik. He should have realized it's going to fall down. So from this Rashi, we see klar that Rashi had understood al kaponim the havamin of the Gemara, that he's considered a koyre boir on the roof. And therefore Rashi had to clear his throat and say, so how is it chilas asiyosun lenezek? I put down the stone on the roof. With Tchilas HaSiyos HaNetzach, she says, yeah, the Havalei Lasuki Adaita, the Soifa Lipa Beruach Mitzuye, so you put down something that is going to be Mazik. That's what Rashi says. So this is a Meiridike Rashi. We have to, let's just appreciate what Rashi is saying. That means I put down something, and you have to be a Reyes, so no wind is going to come in 3/4 of an hour, and it's going to fall down on the ground. So this is called Tchilas Asiyos on the Nezek. Frek the Maram Shif in the Rishash, Amir the Kekasha and Rashi. So it should come out that Eish is also Tchilas Asiyos on the Nezek. The same Lomdus. Rashi just said a Lomdus. So if I kindled an Eish 5 inches away from the curtains, I should also have been a Royus and Neulet. That the Havalei Lasuki Adaitei, that a Ruch Metzui is going to come. So it should also be called Tchilas Asiyos Elonezik. No, so some will say, no, fine. So it should also Tchilas Asiyos Elonezik. They say, but it's not. There's enough in the Gemara, right? Daf Yud, Choyme Beboir Mi Be'eish, that Boir is Tchilas Asiyos Elonezik, and Eish is not Tchilas Asiyos Elonezik. So the Bela, so the Maram Shif wants to say, this is before the Gemara asked the Kashi from Koyach Acher Murabai. When the minute the Gemara asked the Kashi from Koyach Acher Murabai, then the Gemara realized that it's not called Tchilas Asiyos Nolenezik, because it's not Roy Lahazik right away.
Rashi is only saying, but the Havmi, the Gemara, was before the Pirch of Tchilas HaSiyosna LeNezek. Perhaps we could say, I don't know if it's true or not, but perhaps we could say that Tchilas HaSiyosna LeNezek means when I made this Mazik, it's Oymet LaHazik right away. And Rashi says, this is Oymet LaHazik right away. Let's look at Rashi says on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Tchilas HaSiyos LeNezek, Tchilas Masha Nasu Boyer, Da'ainuk Shehun Chulusham Haya Oymdom LeNezek. As soon as it was made, it's Roy LaHazik. I mean, you don't, this is more humble than Shane and Regal. Shane that has to get hungry, has to start walking, has to start searching for food. Regal has to start. This is as soon as it's put down, it's Roy LaHazik. And Rashi says it's on the roof, it's ready, but it's Roy LaHazik. I made something that's Roy LaHazik. Perhaps we could say an Aish. What I made is not Roy LaHazik because I think every second is a new Aish. The Aish that I made is not Roy LaHazik. The Keseda, there comes a new Aish. So you can't say Tchilas Asiyos, what I made by Aish, it's not only missing the Ruach Metzuyah. That means when the Ruach Metzuyah will come, there's a new Aish that's a Poel Yotzi from my old Aish. But perhaps that's not called Tchilas Asiyos LeNezek. Maybe yes, maybe not. We see the Achoyinim Eskan Rashi. Okay. Zok the Gemara, Zok Rashi weiter. Eish techiach, weine du noke bemasnisse na tzada shok. She kein darke leilach, aval eilu lai hizike belichoson, ala shevach amer niskal behem. Zame meile, bechosa ben adit. Dikele mifrach, male boi, she kein en koich achem ureboi, osien batzade shove de masnise. Now, for 3 minutes, I'd like to mention a very interesting diuk in Rashi. I'd like to say a teretz, the oimek advorim, I really don't understand perfectly, but perhaps the haor is a haor and the teretz is a teretz. Rashi, we're speaking about a person put an oven on top of a roof, it fell down, and Sher and Chamer got kenizik on the oven. Fine. Before the Gemara held, you don't need a tzada shove. The Gemara said, you do need a tzada shove. Fine. But that's the case, that Avni Sakini Shenichem Baroish Gagoy, and was Masik Bosel Denayich. Now, let us look at Rashi. Two Rashis let us look at. Bosel denaichi, mazki bohen shoyr echamoyr. That means, after it fell, a shoyr echamoyr got genizikt bohen, with them. So lechayre, that means that the shoyr fell on the stone, the shoyr fell on the knife, whatever it is. Mazki bohen. The oven was mazik the shoyr. Now, let us go after the Maskonis HaGemore. So Rashi, now she came down to Leilich, let us look at Rashi. Avo Leilu lo hiziku balichoson, ela hashoir vachamoir niskal bohen. He tripped over them. So it's very interesting. We're talking about the same story of what happened. But Rashi in the beginning said, Maski Bohen, which means that they got banged up from this stone, Maski Bohen. And in the end of Rashi, Rashi seems to say, it tripped on them, and Kal Koilam is Ikosai. That's what seemed from the end of the Rashi. We had mentioned on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Beshitas Rashi, we had mentioned that that Rashi holds that if a person puts a stone and someone trips on the stone and he falls on Karka Olam, he's chayiv. Here there's no problem of Karka Olam because since the mapole came through my takole, so I made you trip.
So there is not so, it's just like I threw you in. You'll say, a person will, Reuben will take Shimon, will throw him down on the ground, we'll see him faces pretty soon, and then I'll say, Kakoilim is the kosa. You threw him down. Isn't? So Mele, so you're chayy for throwing him down. We mentioned by every boyer, we don't have this. Because what threw him down, I dug out some earth. Now he's walking and walking, all of a sudden, there's no earth, so he falls in. So, nothing of mine made him trip. I just made that there's no karka there, that's what I made. But, the chiv is als bala boir, your boir was mazik. So bishloime, so what becomes mine? We'll say, afilo yechayv and the chabat, so the kalkois ha-boil, which is my boil. But the nothing can't become mine. What is mine? There's nothing here. So memela, there the whole chiv is only because of the chabat. That means the chiv is because you banged yourself. So it's called my boil banged you. That what you tripped, I didn't make you trip. See, I was goyrim, but we're not talking about the chiv of boir is not because of goyrim. There's a merdeka ramban in kuntres ha-garmi. Boir is not chayv al tzodem ha-mazik. It's not called a garmi. I didn't do anything to you. You walked here. It's not bori ezeke. It's not odem ha-mazik. So if I put down a takolet, that means I put down a stone that makes you trip. So then I'm chaybos bal, I made you trip. So then I'm mechuyev for making you trip. If I take away the earth, and now you, so it's not called I made you trip, because there's no earth there, so you trip. I didn't make you trip. But then the chiv al zbal abir is because the kaka becomes yours. Asol nakosim kilabashu say, it's your bir that was mazik. Yehevel, that was mazik. So we have mentioned that there's two oifanim how to be mazik. So dachsich mir, the chilik between the first Rashi and the second Rashi is as follows. The first Rashi, we had such a mahalach in Tosfos, and Rashi learns close, that the chiyuv, when is he called a koira bayir? When he put it on the roof. When he put it on the roof, then he's made a kriyas abayr, but you need a koyach acha to bring it out. But I made a bayr here, and then we need the koyach acha to deliver it into the Rishus Haram. That was the Havamina of the Gemara. According to this Havamina, the Gemara held he's only chayiv if he banged himself on the bayr. That means we cannot consider a boyer on top of a roof atakolet. It means this chiddush, which is Shitas Rashi, that by making atakolet, in banging yourself on karka oilam, you also chayiv, that is only if I made atakolet on the ground. So then he could say, I'm called a bala atakolet, and you're chayiv, even though he banged himself on karka oilam. But the havamin of the Gemara was that he's a koirei boyer on the roof. You can't call me a bala atakolet on the roof. So therefore, Rashi said in the Havamina, Rashi said, Maski bohen shoyrachamoyer. That they got kedizik, they banged themselves on this stone. That was the Havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara is maskone, we had said, one mahalach in Tosfos was that he's not a koirei boyer when he put it on the roof. He's a koirei boyer when it fell down on the ground. We say that what the Ruach did is Kilu, he did it. So now I'm making a bird. Now I'm making a takola. On the ground I'm making a takola. So therefore in the Maskonis HaGemore, Rashi says, Asher v'achamer niskal bohen. Here Rashi says niskal. You don't need huzak bohen. Niskal will be sufficient. There was a Psa Gemara that says, according to Rav, the Lev Kirino is Shoyer, so you also don't need a Tzad HaShove. So that would not go. Because Taisa Shita is, according to Rav, that's a Shoyer, you zich need a Tzad HaShove from Shoyer and Boyer. Ma'ale Boyer, Shekain, Enkoyach, Acha, Ma'ure Boyer. So the
Bereis, die killer na von Böhr, ein Teich Achim Ureboi. Lemai de Frisches, Leichoshev Eish Meisov Gomoloi. Teise, der Zeren, der Feinmet Beis, we learned yesterday, that Eish is not called Meisov Gomoloi, Lefisha Ruach Messiahloi. Aber Mozele Mifche Chochi, Male Böhr, she kein Meisov Gomoloi. That means his Meisov was Goyrem. This is a chaymer in the mazik, that his maisa was goyrim, was mesavav the hezik. Chaymer bavne sekinoi, that's not maisa of gomoloi, because when you need a ruach matzui, it's not called maisa of gomoloi. Lafi the pichish kenen koich achamura boi choshev tvei, da hash de lekalamei meshoi yachia. That means if you have a kasha of koich achamura boi, so it's a shvach mazik. So then you can't say Shoy Yechir. Shoy is a strong mazik. Ela Eish Greide. So that's why the Gemara is the Kasha of Koich Achim Urabay. Lakam and Gabi Beir HaMizgalga, which we're going to learn pretty soon. Porich Ma'ala Beir, Shekei Ma'isab Gormulay. Leishay Chosam, Shekei Nen Koich Achim Urabay. The Heichin Neima, Teima Beir HaMizgalga, Shekei Nen Koich Achim Urabay. The Mashmul Hava Beir Ela Yidei Koich Achim. In order to understand what Tosfos is saying, we have to go to the Gemara further, and then everything will be hopefully understood. Let's go to the Gemara. Rava Omar, that you know why you need a tzad shove, la suyei ber hamizgalgal beraglei odom beraglei behemen. That means, what is the case? So, let us see what Rashi says. Boir ha-mizgalgul. So Rashi says, Kegoin hiniach even b'rishus haram. A person put a stone in the rishus haram, the beginning of the rishus haram. U'ba'oida b'mkaimo, and where it was, lo'hiziko, it wasn't mazik. V'gilgilo raglay odom u'behima, but people were walking, no one, Baruch Hashem, hurt themselves, And through walking, they were rolling this stone, so the stone started traveling. L'mokemacher, so that means he put it on the north side of the Rishus HaRabim. It ended up on the south side of the Rishus HaRabim. Someone walked by on the south side and it was mazik themselves. So memele, vizikosham, there was mazik over there. There it was mazik. So now let's see the Gemara. So that's the story. Now let us see. Rav Amar Lasuye Ber Hamizgalgal Beraglei Odom Beraglei Behem. So the Gemara asks, Eichi Domi, what's the case? Idaf Gerino, if he was Mafker, the Ber, the Evan, Belera, Belu Shmuel, Heine Ber. So this is a Ber. Maishna Ber Shekain Tchilas Asiyosel Anezek Ushmiroso Yalecha. That means, I put an even in a Rishus HaRabim, so I made a Atakola, Tchilas HaSiyosu HaNezik, I made a Boer in the Rishus HaRabim, and it was Mazik in the Rishus HaRabim. So why isn't it a third of Boer? Elo Doloy Afkerino, Lishmudam Akulam Mi Boer Elamadno, Haina Boer. So Zweiter Boer, Zmos is Loylam Dafkerino. That means boyer has a chaymer. That means even though we had mentioned the Ramban in Kuntres HaGarmi, that the Ramban says the mazik of boyer is not garmi, it's not called Odom HaMazik, who told him to walk here, it's not bori hezeke, it's only a groma ba'alme, the chiyev is al tzbal ha-boyer. But the Gemara says, aber wie nicht wie, every boyer comes with a tviya of mice of Gomoloi. Your mice was mesavev the hezek. You're chai because you're bala boyer. But every bala boyer has another tviya on him. It's your boyer and also your mice of Gomoloi. So taking everything into consideration, the Torah said, you're chayiv. That means, but we have this nekuda also of mice of Gomoloi. Masha'ein came over here, and shuldik.
That what he was genizik on the south side of the Rishus HaRabim is not from my mice. I'm very sorry. It's my boil. It's not my mice. It's not my sov gomuloi. That what he was walking on the south side, that was, I'll tell you, this horse that was walking along and kicking the stone, it's the mice of the sus that was, it's my boil, but it's the mice of the sus. So memele, So it's not mice of Gomelay. This is, you can't learn out directly from Boyer. Boyer has another knesh, which this doesn't have. So yeah. So the Gemara says, show Yechia. So who says you need this Nakuda? My share, it's also not mice of Gomelay. My share was Mazik. I was sitting in Beis Medrash learning. I didn't do anything in the share when it was Mazik. And I'm chayiv. It's your share, you're chayiv for what your share did. So Mamela, it's your boyer, and you're chayiv what your boyer did. What's the chilek? If you have, you're enhancing the chayiv with mice of Gomelay, no, you don't need this enhancement. By share, you don't need this enhancement. So the Gemara says, "Mala shesh ken hakel eilech lahazik." You know, you don't need this enhancement by share, because share is a big mazik. So mele, so there the Torah was mechayiv the bala share, because he has a share that's eilech a mazik. It goes to the nizik, and then it's mazik. So there the Torah said, "Afilu, we don't have this enhancement. You're achoy to pay. You're mechayiv to pay." But by boil a maise. Boil Maise is not Hoylech HaMazik. So since it's not Hoylech HaMazik, therefore it's not Hoylech HaMazik. Could be there you need Maise of Gomel, they need Maise of Gomeloy. So the Gemara says, Bertechiyach. The Gemara says, Malish Ashkendak Leilech HaMazik, Bertechiyach. And Malabar Shekain Mais Gomel Shekhir, Bechoz Radin, Leroyze Ki Roize, and we learned this out from a Ma'atzad. Let us see Rashi. Look, Rashi, I Bahadi the Ozli Maski Legoris. There was a girsa, and we'll see this in Taisvis, that the Gemara asked, Ibahadi the Ozli Maski, so it's Koichoi. So Rashi says, no, like ours. This you have to take out from the Gemara. Bachi Gassinin, Heichidomi Ida Avkirei, Ben Larabin Lishmul, Haino Boyer. Maisov Kriyosoi, his Kriye, Gorma es Hezek, was Goyrem the Hezek. So that is a chesorin, or a tviyah, that every balaboy has. Your maisa was goyim dezik, aber maisa shel zeh lo yeziku. Here his maisa did not think about dezik, ala ragli otim bebehime shegilgalu, that's what people were walking, they kicked it, that's what about dezik. So Moses says, shoy yechiyach, shey maisa bailam golmo hezik, ala mamayne yezik. So you see from Shoyer, that even though there's no tziruf, that of the mice of the Bailam. His mama was Mazik Yechayim. So here you're considered a Balabur and Yechayim, even though we don't have a tzira for mice of Gomelay. Aina tzadeh shove the knockout b'masnisa. Now let us see Taisus. Lasuye b'er hamizgalgul. So Taisus says, b'chol asforim kosuf, ibahadi de ka'ozli kamaski koichayu. That means the Gemara had wanted to find out exactly what is the case you're talking about. So it's a Beiram is Galgul. That means it was put on the north side of the Rishus HaRabim. It ended in the south side of the Rishus HaRabim. So Moses says, but where was a Mazik? So there was a Girse. If it was Mazik while it was flying, Kaychayu. That was the Girse which Rashi erased. So Tais is like this. B'chol asfom kosvi b'hadi de kosli kamaski koichayu. U'perish ha-kontres toi goris lai. No, this, there can't be such a gemara. V'taymo. So now Tais is going to explain to us why did Rashi erase this from the gemara. Mishum, now, but before we see the Mishum, let us
understand what the kasha is. The kasha is, you need a ma'atzad of Bera Misgalgul. Like the Gemara, I don't understand. When was a mazik? If it was mazik, a person, Reuven put it on the north side of the Shusaram, Shimon's walking along and he gave it a good kick and while it was kicking it went and it went and broke a pot. So, you don't need a tzadah shover. That's kaychay. That's kaych. That's Adam Amazik. That's Shimon. Shimon was mazik. You need a tzadah shover. That's pshat in the Gemara's kash. You don't need a tzadah shover. So the master, no, it's talking about that it rested already and it's it bosa denayach. Oh, so Moshe said, what's the problem? So Moshe said, it's felt mice and gomelin. That's the shakla b'tayim. But there was a tzad in the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to say it was mazik while it was flying in the air. But that's the Gemara says, you know, it's tzad shava. That's odom mazik. It's kaychay. Why did Rashi erase this? So Rashi says, the time ishim damrina lakaman daminiyach, ein darkon shob neyodom lisboinim bedrochim. People do not look where they're walking. So, there the Gemara says, we'll see in a minute, the Gemara says that if a person is walking on something and all of a sudden he steps over something, not realizing it, he's not chayv to pay. Well, it's because a person's eyes are not focused on where he's walking, and Dr. Gentleman is going in bedrochim to see where he's walking, if I might step on something. So Memela, if he does step on something, he's an onus. I mean, so he's potter. This is an onus of all the mamazik is potter. This is a real onus. So Memela, Rashi held, how could you tell me if he kicked a stone, and it went and broke something, so then he's chayiv. It's kaychay. He's not chayiv. He's an onus. Just like when he stepped on something, the Gemara says he's potter to pay, because in darkness we always boin and bedroch him. Here he went and kicked something, he kicked a stone, and it went and broke something, he's also potter to pay. So I say it's kaychay. That was Rashi's problem. So Rashi said, yeah. So, the time, why was Rashi not geiris? This mishim damrina lakamun baminir, in darken shem neyodom lizboinim betrochim. So you can't say that the one who kicked it is chayiv, he's not chayiv, he's anonymous. Ubalatakola, so the Gemara means, no, maybe the balatakola is chayiv, it's like a ruach metzuye, and so he should be chayiv. So balatakola namein lechayiv mitam odom amazik. That's also the Gemara's kasha. That means if the Gemara means to say that the Bala Takola should be chayv, so that the kasha is it's koychoy, it's ishoy. So therefore, this girsa does not make any sense whatsoever. So therefore, Rashi erased it. So Taisvi says, "Vein lemoichkay bishvil kach." These kashas are not enough of a legitimate reason to erase. So Taisva says these kashas are not a legitimate reason to erase this gilsa. Why? The le'inyan kadesh lo yelchu kol kach b'chayzik sheyatizu v'yaziku darkoi lehizboinen shapir. The Taisva says as follows. If a person is just shuffling along in the street and he's not he's not kicking or something like that, he's just shuffling along, that's a darkish medmus boin and bedroch. But if we're speaking about a case that someone put a stone there, and he gave it a kick and it was mazik something, so he's not walking normally, he's walking a little bit like a meshugane. And so therefore, such a person should look down what he's doing. That means if he's walking in such an oifen that if there's anything on the ground, he'll start flying, he has to look where he's going. Here we can't say in darkish in the odom lisboinim bedrochim. So therefore, it's a very good girse. He bahadi dozli komaski, so it's koicha, he should be chayiv. He should have been careful, you don't walk like this. That means that this is a dangerous oifen how to walk. if you're kicking things all along, so maybe you have to look what's on the ground. Yeah. The leaning kadesh layechu kolkach b'chosek shiatiza b'yaziku dakilis b'ynin shapa l'chiporich koichayu. What's the kasha? V'yischayv ha-megalgul ha-kel. So the one who kicked it, he should be chayv. V'loi balat ha-kol. And koichayhu means that the one who kicked it is chayv, and that's it. Not the one who put it down. The one who put it down doesn't have to pay a penny. Fact toisvis. Now we're going to come to a mirdik here, sudden toisvis. V'afal gar the gabi kelev shenotol ha-charore v'holach legodish. Porich b'gmore v'lechayiv bala gacheles nami shu bala takole. The Gemara says that, the Gemara says later in the second Perek, that a person had a coal, a burning coal, attached to the burning coal was a charore, there was a cookie, a bread, and they were attached together, and his doors were open, and it spelled out kol dichven yeseh v'yechol, and the dog saw this, and he took the message very readily. He saw it smelled very good, this charore, and he went and took the charore, and he went, and he's going along. It's pretty hot, so first he has to get out of the chotza. He runs right away to someone else's field, and he sits next to a godish. He puts down the gacheles and the charore. He starts munching on the charore. In the meantime, the gacheles burns down the godish. So the Gemara says that the bala kelev is chayiv. You have to watch your kelev. You can say the bala kelev is chayiv for burning the godish. Frek the Gemara v'lechayiv nami bal gacheles. Fine. I understand the Bala Kelev is Chayiv, Shabbat Shekelev, but let's be Mechayiv, the Bala Gacheles. He left his door open, and then and this is an inviting, this invites all dogs to come in, and some Amelis, so let the Bala Gacheles also be Chayiv. So Moshe says, yeah, that, both are Chayiv. He'll pay it, fine, both are Chayiv. So Taisva says, but if we're Goyris this in Agamore, Ibahadi to Kozli Kamaski Koichayhu, Koichi means only the person is chayiv. The one who put down the stone is potter legamer. So now we have to differentiate what is the difference between the one who put down the gacheles that he also was mishtatef in the hezek. And over here we say that koichi, that only the odom hamegalgal is chayiv. Zok toisvis. The toisvis amir de kiyosot. The owner of the kelis is chayv also. Shubala takole hainu mishum the kelav lav bardeyu. A kelav is a lav bardas. And there are klovim around. Let's not be naive. A person who bakes charores shouldn't realize this klovim roaming around. So therefore, the kelev is a din of a ruach metzuye. So you're chayiv. The bala gacheles is also chayiv. You should have taken precautions that a kelev should not come and grab your charor with the gacheles. Havol hoche amigalgul bardeyo. But here, this person who kicked it, who was walking b'shuge in the reshus harabim, and he was kicking away everything. So he is a bar deye. He's a bar bchira, a bar deye. And therefore, so if a bar deye takes my stone and kicks it, so we attribute the whole hezek to him. Taita. So Taisus brings two rayas. The imhidlakesh, a person went and lit a candle. He lit a candle. Reuven lit a candle. Shimon goes and takes someone else's shirt. He sees a shirt hanging on the line, Levi's shirt. He takes Levi's shirt and he puts it, and he burns it on Reuven's candle. So he'll say, he burnt the shirt. And we'll come when we catch him burning the shirt. He said, well, right, I'm true. I have a shutter. Listen, without the candle, I couldn't have burnt it. It's his fire, and I burnt it. We'll pay half and half. Half and half I'm asking to pay. So the halacha is, no, you pay the whole thing. It's not called when a bardas uses your inyan and is mazik with it. It's called he's the mazik, not I'm a mazik. If I have an eish and a wind will blow it, so it's cold. I did not properly watch my eish. Ruch metzuya can't come. I have to. So it's shmiros nalecha. I did not watch it properly. But if he goes and takes my eish and he burns something with it, that's not called that's a pshia in my shmir. That's not the mazik of eish. I attribute the whole hezek to him. Taisa says one case like this. Oi, chofar boer, or someone went and made a boer in the shusaram. And Shimon comes and he sees a boer there and he has it against Levi and he goes and pushes the sheikh in and it dies. And later the owner comes and it's his boer. I'm asking you. If there wouldn't be a boer, would I be able to do what I did? It's his boer. I pushed, he was mazik, half and half. So the Teretzis, Taisis says, no, ein svore sheyischayev bal haber ei bal haish. No. If a bardas uses my takola to be mazik with, so whatever occurs, we attribute completely to the bardas. It's called, he's mazik with my thing, but we the whole ezek is meyuchas to him. So Mameo saw it's very good, the gear says, more koichayu, he's the mazik. If it was mazik vahadi da ozli, koichayu. Yeah. Now, sauzu maskashe, koichayu. Umiskalgal beragle behemet. But what'll be if a behemo was walking? A behemoth is like a ruach mitzvah, it's like a keller. Be'eram is galga baragli odom baragli behemoth. What'll be in such a case? That I put down my stone on the north side of the Rishus Harab. And the behemoth is walking along and it gave a kick and it was mazik. So then what'll be the din? Umizgalga baragla behemim, izik badi does, yischayev shneim, and both will be chayev take. Bala behemim, ubala takola. Then both will be chayev, the bal behemim, bala takola, lucheire, the bal takola is chayev al tzeish, bal behemim is chayev al tzeiris, that'll be the case. We'll stop over here because the next chelik and tosfos is a parsha b'fnei atzmam, which the time is not maspik to learn it now, but I just like to mention a ha'ore from the Marshor. We're speaking about Beira Mizgalgul. L'chere was speaking about, he put a Beir B'shus, he put this in the Rishus Haram. That's L'chere the story. And he put in the north side of Rishus Haram, then in the south side of Rishus Haram, fine. Now Taisva says, if a behemah is walking along in the Rishus Haram, and the behemah kicked it, and it was mazik something, both of them will pay. The Bala Beir will pay, Atzeish Chai Balzeish, and the Bala Behem will pay. So, Kan Shayla Ben, the Bala Behem, this is Tzreiris Peshus Harabim, that's Potter. So how does the Bala Behem pay? They says he pays half. How does he pay? So the Marsha wants to say, was hit his Peshus Harabim, behizik Peshus Hayochid. The Behem gave a good. It went into a Rishus HaYochid. He was walking on the street, and they broke the window pane of the storekeeper across the street, and in the Rishus HaYochid. So Memele, that's the case that both are chayim.